hit that button.
You hit the button.
I hit the button, and now things are going.
Going well.
Well. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back. You're still here. You never left. You might have left.
They may have crawled away.
Teeth crawled away?
Maybe.
From this podcast?
I don't think so.
No.
I think they just kind of stayed willingly.
Yeah. Like they love us.
Yeah, they were just defecating themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Starving to death. And it's just, they did it for us.
I appreciate that. If you could just starve yourself a little longer.
I wish I could starve myself.
I mean, you can, but like, I don't know. It's ill-advised.
I guess.
Maybe like half starve yourself.
That might be a plan.
Like, just water for, bread and water for a little bit.
It's just this new fad diet, the half starve?
Yeah, it's this old-fashioned imprisoned kind of style.
I like that. You exercise with a chain and a ball kind of
thing.
Yeah,
you can actually lift the ball, walk a couple feet, drop it, keep going.
Interesting.
It's weird how this podcast started. Tapes and Scales, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm Tim.
I am not Tim. I'm Max.
You are Max. I love this dynamic we have going.
One of us Tim, one of us isn't.
Yeah, it's been working out. One day I want to be the isn't, but we'll see. Everybody has been super thrilled. So I'm gonna pull back the curtain table actor thing like I like to. And I'm gonna tell everybody this is our first recording since the last recording, which means we did all those episodes in a row.
We did. We did. We fell into a groove.
We sure did, and hopefully this is one of those again because we're gonna do it again. But what is exciting is now whenever I tell you I've got feedback, I'm not just lying to you.
Yeah, it's true. Have you lied? You lied about that before, probably.
You
definitely have said that things.
Oh, absolutely.
Going well.
They're going fantastic.
Well, you knew they were going to.
I, Nostradamus over here.
That's
man.
Right.
I knew, but at the same time, everything did go swimmingly.
Good.
And everything's good. Everybody seems to like it. In fact, Tapes and Scales is now weekly.
That's the demand.
The demand was there. People stopping me on the street.
Wild.
They're like, hey, them scows, the ones with the tapes, I need more in my veins. And I said, you got it.
Yeah.
Whatevs. I'll do more.
Yeah.
I don't care. Max don't care.
Nope. I don't want to be stopped in the street. Your car's there.
It's dangerous.
If I'm in the street, I'm trying to get across it, probably.
Yeah. I almost ran over a turtle in the middle of the street the other day.
I'm glad almost was in the sentence.
Yeah, but like I was like, oh, man, do I stop? Because that turtle ain't going
to
make it.
I'm such a bastard when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
I will not kill anything. I will actively avoid. And it's tough with the Prius because it doesn't make a lot of noise at night. So, like, things will run in. I've had things run into the side of the car. They lived, but it doesn't make a lot of noise, so they get confused.
Right.
And so it's, like, it's awful. But I also don't want to be inconvenienced by stopping. It's just like.
Right.
Survival of the fittest, bitches.
I was like, that turtle. Is it cute enough for me to stop? I don't know. It was booking it across that street.
Wow.
For a turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a solid 0.25 miles per hour. It was really going.
I feel like that's a blistering pace for a turtle.
It's blistering. He looked like I got to get there.
Huh.
And then I was like, oh, man, can I even see that turtle anymore? And like, oh, man, look at all these cars. Somebody probably hit it by now. Like, I just talked myself out of it and went to work.
I feel like I'm more prone to stop and like help an animal though than a person.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just bleed out on the side of the road. I don't care.
You got a cell phone.
Yeah. God knows what you did to get that karma.
Yeah. Damn kids and your cell phones.
Stupid kids.
Call somebody helpful.
Yeah. Call AAA.
That's right.
Tell them you're bleeding out.
You call mad_dog_Tim at Twitter, and if you figure out how to call him on Twitter, he will come help you. Probably.
I will. Yeah. I think you just have to say @mad_dog_Tim 3 times in a mirror.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, and I show up, and I go,
We established that in an unboxing, I think.
Did you? That's right, you did. So now it's official canon?
Yeah, that's real mythos now.
Oh, man. I appreciate everybody getting in contact with me via Twitter. I've had so many people talking about different interviews, different things they do, different creators getting a hold of me, which is nice, instead of me saying, like, hey, you, can I talks to you?
It's awesome. When you start to get a little bit of traction, it just feels so good.
Yeah, so look out, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Look out, Kevin Sorbo.
He's already looking behind his back now.
Yeah, he's had a taste.
Like, not that guy again.
He's like, oh, that guy who interviewed me and just asked me dumb questions, and he clearly was having a blast.
It was funny because you could tell genuinely he had not gotten several of those questions before.
Yeah.
So he was just like, I'm not really sure how to answer this.
I mean, it all happened so fast, but I was like, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about any of these questions. They're all softballs and stupid.
Well, it was good. I was impressed because like there were a couple times where he'd mentioned something and he did a really nice job of running with what he was talking about to just keep him going, not stop and start and stop and start.
So right. Yeah, I mean,
your skills are becoming top notch.
Ooh, compliments. I'll sleep good tonight. Well, let's stop bullshitting the audience.
Well, thank you anyway, audience.
Yeah, no.
We tried to bullshit you more, but Tim stopped it.
No, well, I mean, we're going to record a bunch of these, so I'll bullshit you later.
Cool.
Smell you later, audience.
That's right.
As many Simpsons quotes as we can that are all Nelson. So, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? How would you like to? Because I know my first movie, I'm pretty sure you said you didn't dig it, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what your first one is. So, I got one. I'll let you go first, because I feel like mine may actually underwhelm even
Ooh.
Yours.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, my first movie is Ghost in the Shell. It is the live-action version. It is not the original anime.
I was excited until you said the live-action version.
Yeah, I know. I had a feeling that would also be your reaction. So I watched this on February 15th, 2019. This movie is 1 hour, 47 minutes.
Of pain.
It is action, drama, sci-fi. I'm so excited to do this with you.
Uh-huh.
Because I know I don't agree with you. So I just want to see how this breaks down. We'll be friends at the end of the day.
No, it's totally fine. This is why it's fun.
Yeah, that's true.
I was already mad at you in the Black Dynamite episode.
I know you were, and I literally just edited that today. Yeah. So I got reminded.
That's right.
Of how wrong I was.
I got my nunchucks all greased up.
In the near future, Major Mira Killian. I don't even remember her name being anything but Major in the
Major,
other one.
Yeah.
Is the first of her kind, a human saved from a terrible crash, who is cyber-enhanced to be a perfect soldier devoted to stopping the world's most dangerous criminals. That description's not awful, but it's also kind of underwhelming.
It's pretty vague. A lot of these descriptions on the internet are, so I've started making them up. You'll get to, there's some sweet ones in here.
All right.
Because I was like, I'm tired of writing down all these long-winded nonsense ones.
It's humorous almost, isn't it?
I like doing it myself now.
I think you need to get that gig where you work for IMDb or whoever, and you're like, I can watch a movie and write a synopsis.
That's
so
right.
Much better than, well, I guess we shouldn't talk trash on them.
No, they do a fine job, just mine would be more absurd.
Oh,
mine
well,
would be less helpful.
Less helpful.
That's what I want. I feel like if I kind of divert the, not lie to them, but kind of just change it around enough that they want to go see it. I mean, we can do this.
The synopsis of this movie is don't. That's weird.
I want to go see it.
So, for those of you who have no idea about Ghost in the Shell, this is based off of the popular anime, which came out in America, anyways, probably like 95, 96 range.
That sounds about right.
With that whole manga boom of Akira coming back out and Ninja Scroll, which we talked about.
So good.
Very good. Ghost in the Shell is the animated version is one of the most beloved anime period.
It's great.
I agree. So Max, this is where we're gonna divulge. This movie is not that anime.
No, not even a slight bit.
But then I ask myself as I'm watching this, but what could I do to make it that, and do I want it to be that? At the end of the day, I don't think I do.
It's a good question. I mean, the anime always exists, right? No matter how bad a remake is, and I used to bemoan remakes and like be that person who was shaking my fist angrily and
shake harder, boy.
Exactly. And now it's just kind of I've mellowed out in my old age and just the original exists. So I'm hoping now my hope is that somebody sees it and they dig the original or the remake and I go, oh, you should check out the original then if you really dug it. Or if they're like, no, that was awful. And I'm like, it is. So go watch the original.
Right. Either way,
yeah.
Some goodness is happening.
Yeah.
Well, this movie is So let me ask you, effects-wise, did you think it was pretty?
Oh, my God. I mean, what a workshop. Just the suit they made for Scarlett Johansson in this movie in and of itself is staggering. I saw a tested video where they had a different woman wearing the suit who was not, you know, wasn't fitted for it. It still looked glorious.
Yeah.
So I'm convinced that any female who puts that on will instantly look glorious.
So we need to order a bunch of these suits?
Well, I mean, if they can put it on, I mean, there are going to be people who won't fit in it.
Well, they just got to try harder. They got to go on our starvation diet.
The half-starving diet.
The half-starve. Half-starve.
Yeah. Got to have a half-starve.
Yeah, just a little half-starve. A three-quarter starve if you want to accelerate the process.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Like, you know, you're on a half-starve. You'll get there.
Ladies, it's not death.
No.
It's near death.
Half-death.
Half-death.
It's a half-life. That's a thing in science.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, you're going to tell science it's wrong?
Yeah, it's not. So, sorry.
Who would do that?
Yeah.
I think it was a big thing in religion too. So there you go. It's just we're covered. It's
half starve. Look glorious.
Yeah, look glorious. Look at those ribs. So this movie was difficult to follow. I think it's a big sci-fi project. It's trying to be this big crazy thing, not unlike the original, but there's no doubt, even me praising this movie, that the anime is a billion times better.
Right.
There's just no way around that.
I'm glad you haven't fully lost your mind.
Oh, no. Just partially. It's
half
that.
Lost it?
I half lost it while I was half, three-quarter starving. I don't know what fraction that is.
Something to the 10th degree.
Ooh. Oh, God. I just don't even want to battle with you on this.
Fine. And I think you're spot on in that, because when Ghost in the Shell came out, it was a movie, right? Like Ninja Scroll was.
Right.
So that had a lot of... Everything was contained, and this was the movie they were making. This particular Ghost in the Shell came after a series and then another couple movies. So they're like, let's grab all the cool shit from these three movies and a little bit from the series, try to take some major themes from one and a half of them,
yeah,
and kind of weave it all together right. in a way that kind of makes sense.
Right. And it kind of does.
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to keep making a million of these. I kind of hope they don't.
Probably not.
So it just being a standalone kind of thing and of a dystopian future, you know, I think it was fun. I enjoyed it. Because I just keep asking myself over and over again, what would I do any differently to try to make a cohesive story out of this? And I got nothing.
I think the answer I came to with Ghost in the Shell, and sadly I watched Blade Runner 2049 before I saw Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
Yeah, is... original Blade Runner was asking more interesting questions in the 80s than this was asking now. This was like even asking questions that were like more shallow than the anime. So it's just like, eh?
Right.
Like, would it be messed up if you were a robot person? Like, did somebody get wasted and write this? Like, 15-year-old kid got stoned for the first time and wrote the script? Like, that was the subtext we were going on?
I mean, we'll never find out, but dude, I hope it's true.
What if you were a robot? Bro.
Like
a robot.
Like a real one?
But you had memories.
Whoa, I could like remember not being a robot?
No, because you were a robot the whole time.
Whoa, the whole time.
Yeah, can you imagine what that's like, bro?
Whoa.
Exactly. This is what I feel like the writer's room, not there was a room for this.
They did it all outside.
Yeah.
It's wide open spaces.
It just felt like the questions weren't that big. But again, I think the writer had a lot to, you have to fit this in and 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 this in.
I wonder if the pressure of making this movie got to them, because this is so beloved, like we said.
Sure.
Would you even want to tackle something like this?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
Absolutely not.
When this was coming out, I was worried initially. And like I said, when I watched it, I was okay with it.
The negative press that Scarlett Johansson got for being major was pretty severe.
I don't think it was founded.
I mean, I understand the theory of like the whitewashing of
sure.
roles where like everything has to become a Caucasian. I mean, they could have cast a Asian female. I mean, Major looks kind of, and I mean, it's an anime character. So is it a Caucasian person? Is it an Asian person? Does it really matter in the grand scheme of things? Like later anime, like Attack on Titan, they differentiate who's what nationality. But a lot of the early anime stuff, they just kind of didn't care because they were Japanese. So they were just Japanese, right? Like, So I don't think they cared too much. So to me, it didn't really matter. Just, I mean, she's kind of a perfect female form, right?
Right.
So Scarlett Johansson, logical choice.
Mm-hmm. It was I just feel like this movie was kind of like that whole, we've said it before, the eyeball porn of just like some wacky stuff's happening. Oh man, my brain can't keep up with my eyes.
I think it's the third Ghost in the Shell movie where they have the Kabuki women who turn into
right.
the like that. They're, looks awesome.
They are awesome.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Basically, and I won't spend too much more time on this. I said if they do the thing where she fights the guy who's invisible in the water, then I'm in and I'll go see it.
Yeah,
which I didn't do. Yeah. I watched it later, but. I that was one of the most iconic things from the anime.
Sure.
And they did it spot on.
They did a good job. I wish they had done the ending of the first movie.
Oh, I
with
know.
The weird, crazy robot thing.
Yeah.
Would've
yeah.
been cool.
And I feel like the last act of this movie just kind of drug and wasn't ideal.
It's just, I mean, that's the problem when your concept is, whoa.
Sure.
You can't, what did we build? Like, what do we care about? You know, and I think that's, whoa. At the end, it's just kind of, looks cool, doesn't accomplish a whole lot. And unfortunately, other movies like Blade Runner, the original, Ghost in the Shell, that we've gone so far with this like Philip K. Dick notion of androidism that you gotta bring more to the table than just whoa.
Yeah. More electronic sheep.
Please.
So let's get to the scores and see how angry this makes you. 6.4 out of 10 IMDb.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it 43%.
Okay.
And that is out of 272 critic reviews.
I thought you were going to say out of 272%.
Out of 272%, 43 of those people accurately gave a percent.
So mean.
And 51% is the audience score.
Hang on, you're going to give your score. Let me take a drink first.
It's going to make you so mad.
Okay, I'm ready.
Do you want to guess it before I tell you?
All right, so Black Dynamite, if I'm not mistaken, was an 8 out of 10.
It was.
Okay, it can't be higher than Black Dynamite, Tim. It can't be higher than Black Dynamite. I'm going to go with a 6.5.
7.
Okay.
Yeah, I just loved it. I thought I loved it enough, you know. And I was going in for just eyeball porn, essentially, and I got more. So
yes.
It meant something to me. I know the anime, the second one has a lot of really beautiful visuals and scenery, and I felt like a lot of that was captured in the movie. And the second one, not as, you know, popular as the first. So as a comparison, I looked up the anime number as well.
Mm.
So it got a 96% from the critics.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And an 89% from
audience.
The audience.
That sounds about right.
That's, and I would give that, I don't know. I'd like to rewatch. You know what? I won't say, because maybe I'll rewatch it for this, but it's going to be a high number from me as well.
It's great.
So I'm sorry that number was so high.
That's okay.
Is it?
No, it's fine. I mean, that's the fun of this.
All right.
Me gasping at how wrong you are. So speaking of things that are terrible, I watched for this film, or this slot of film in my list, Orgy of the Dead.
Ooh.
So this film was unfortunately released in 1965.
That already makes it sound better to me.
I watched it in February. I wasn't as astute with date keeping as you were. It is 1 hour and 32 minutes, and I promise you wish you would have them back by the end. It is an erotic cult nudie cutie.
Oh, a nudie cutie.
So that's what we got going on here. It was directed by Stephen Apostolov.
Ooh.
I hope I got that right. I watched it because I am a big fan, because I'm of things we should not like. I am a big fan of Ed Wood.
Sure.
And he produced this film.
Okay.
So I'm adding it to my ever-growing pile of regret that is my Ed Wood collection.
Right.
And I had never seen it before, so I grabbed it. I think at a convention. I think when we went to the horror con, I grabbed it.
Is that when you got it? Okay.
Yeah. And the description is a captive couple watch as half-naked girls, which they reference as ghouls, dance for their gleeful emperor.
Wow.
Yeah, the emperor is played by the amazing Criswell, who, if you've seen any Ed Wood stuff, is in all of it.
All
he
of
was
it.
Like a sham psychic back in the day. And Pat Barrington, who has done some other questionable adult features. And, literally, there's a couple, they get into a car accident, they stumble to the cemetery, and they happen upon this ritual that is the spirits of these dead women in the cemetery kind of pleasing the emperor so they can keep their spot in the cemetery. And it's just medium to wide shots of topless women dancing.
Ah.
That is literally all it is. It is not filmed well. There is horrendous problems with continuity, especially with fog, where fog will be blowing in one scene. She'll basically be covered. It'll cut back to him, and then it'll go back to her, and there's zero fog to be seen. Mm. It's there are enough boobies in it that I didn't hate it, but I certainly would not recommend it to anyone outside of maybe like an Ed Wood purist or something along those lines.
So my first question that comes to mind is, was the emperor aroused by the car crash?
Criswell, very much not the kind of guy who would be aroused by very much, I take it.
It's not a Cronenberg thing for him?
No, not crash, unfortunately. As weird as that one is. This one is not as weird. It's just, it's no other way to put it. It's pre-softcore porn.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear your number. I don't know what your lowest number has been. I think it was a 2, maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm curious.
So my thoughts on the movie pretty much are that, I think. There's some awful effects. There's a guy in a very poor Wolfman mask. They have one of the women, Pat Barrington's character, in like the Goldfinger gold.
Okay.
And she was because back in the day, I don't know if you know, the rumor about that Goldfinger gold was that it was like a latex mix with this gold paint, and that if you had to sweat, your body couldn't release the sweat, so you would die.
Oh, God.
And that's not at all how that works.
Oh.
But that was the rumor, and so she was petrified of being in this gold makeup in the movie and apparently made a big stink about it. It's horrendously shot, terribly composed, poorly lit. I mean, it's just literally like there are some boobies. Mm. There are enough boobies per minute to get you through this one if you're like, you know, just a sleazebag like myself.
Sure.
But other than that, it's got zero going for it.
So if you don't care for boobies.
Don't. I mean, there's not. I mean, even if you care for boobies, you're going to find better boobies for free on the internet than trying to dig up this old relic. So just go with the internet, kid. IMDb gives this. So here's how you know this is staggering.
Okay.
IMDb rating. Take a guess.
I'm going to say like 3.8.
Because IMDb, it's always like, no matter how bad it is, like 5.2 is bad for IMDb, right? And good's
right.
Like a 7.9.
Right.
2.8 on IMDb. I have never seen a score this low on IMDb.
Wow.
Rotten Tomatoes critic rating. Would you like to guess?
Critic rating? Somebody did rate it.
There were 6 reviews of it.
Okay. Oh, man. So it could be high. I'm going to give it straight in the middle, 50%.
Zero. Audience review,
22%. Ooh.
Enjoyed this film. Max gives it a 2.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Awful.
Awful and a 2.5, though.
2.5. Not awful, and I mean, again, enough boobies per minute.
The boobies gave it the 0.5?
There are 2 of those, so they got the 2, and the 0.5, I find all the Ed Wood nonsense a bit endearing. So 0.5 for Ed Wood, 2 for the number of boobies you see per link. Because this isn't Total Recall, so.
Oh, right. Paper mache.
Yeah, so avoid that one.
Oh, boy. Well, this is just a downer episode, isn't it? Well, my next movie isn't going to help that much.
Okay.
It is called Anon. I watched it on February 16th, 2019. It's an hour 40 minutes. It is a Netflix original movie.
Okay.
I was on a kick of those early on.
You were.
Sci-fi thriller. In a world without anonymity or crime, a detective meets a woman who threatens their security. That is the most...
generic tagline of all time.
So generic.
Yep.
Of a description, IMDb. Now, I understand this has a lot of deep kind of thoughts in this movie, but that is just so vague. That isn't going to make anybody want to turn on their TV at all.
No.
That makes you rather watch the boobie movie.
No, it doesn't. I promise.
So this has this is directed by Andrew Niccol. It stars Clive Owen, Afia Bennett, and Morgan Allen.
I like Clive Owen.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I watched this.
Okay.
I said, hey, look, it's Clive Owen, and it looks like a weird sci-fi something or other. Clive Owen's not enough for this movie, unfortunately.
Okay. There's not enough Clive Owen per minute to get you to watch this one?
I mean, there's a fair amount of Clive Owen, and I'm still, like, because it's more thriller and less, like, when I see Clive Owen on screen, he better be shooting and killing people with carrots.
So, yep, let's shoot him up.
Yeah,
shoot him
up
so good.
Nothing beats it. It's just so dumb and fun.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You never knew you wanted Paul Giamatti to just be having guns in his hand at all
no,
time.
No, it's wonderful.
But this isn't that. This is like, Clive Owen is thinking and brooding.
Mm.
Mm,
he
what
does
about
that from time to time.
Yeah, he does it too much in this one. So basically what it is in this future, there's no crime because they are able to pretty much jack into your brain and see what you did.
Mm.
So Clive Owen plays one of the few like police officer kind of people who are... allowed to do this. They give you some cool demonstrations of different things he's able to see. He keeps seeing the same woman, and he realizes it's a hacker who has gotten into the programs and is messing with things.
Okay.
And she's threatens to like erase everyone's minds and things like that because we're all
That's
part
interesting.
Of this. It's a cool idea done poorly.
That's a shame.
I wish, if this is, this feels like the kind of thing that's based on a book.
Yeah.
And you should go read the book, like, a lot.
Yeah, no, it does sound really cool.
But it's not that great.
That
so
sucks.
I can't even, like, talk it up that much. Like, I was pretty
bored.
Well,
we'll stick to your description because it made it sound cool.
Isn't that better, though? It's
that's what I mean. That's why you're coming here, right?
Because
you just want something more than you would get with the, which, so far, two movies there.
Right, so you know if you see Clive Owen and you're like, ah, man, I gotta watch this Clive. No, this is not the one. Just go dust off, shoot 'em up,
or Sin City, sure,
and watch those.
Yep,
because that's him at his finest.
Absolutely.
So IMDb gives this a 6.1 out of 10.
See what I mean? It's just always medium on IMDb.
It's totally wrong. Rotten, it's barely watched. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 38% out of 48 reviews.
Okay,
the audience gave it 35% out of 605 reviews at the time.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is Netflix, I guess.
I gave it a 5.
That's
now,
pretty average.
Yeah. I just feel like it did its thing. It didn't really lie about what it was. It just wasn't great either. You know, it wasn't false advertising. It's
funny how hard it is to get you to go to the ends of the spectrum.
Oh, don't worry.
Safe middleman.
No. I stop being safe pretty soon.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Little teaser. I go above an 8.
Whoa.
And below a 2.
Man, it's some harsh scrutiny you're going to get when this movie goes above an 8.
I know. It's going to be great.
We're better than Black Dynamite at that point.
We are.
Whoa.
We are, Max.
Okay. Fair enough.
Take us home, buddy.
All right. I will raise us up.
Yes, thank God.
My last movie on this list is the 1941 Universal horror classic, The Wolfman.
The Wolfman.
We know The Wolfman. It's directed by George Wagner. It stars Lon Chaney Jr., Claude Rains, Bela Lugosi, and Evelyn Ankers. We all know the story, right? Things I didn't remember about the movie, I'm not going to bother with it. We all know the description, right? He becomes a Wolfman. Things I didn't remember is how sleazy Lon Chaney Jr.'s character was in this movie. He's just like chasing tail. Not because he's a wolf.
Oh, okay.
Like a lady.
Oh, a lady.
Lady parts, yeah.
Lady parts.
Yep.
Nice lady.
Again, yeah, not because he's a bear.
Oh.
Yeah, just because he's a pervert.
Oh.
Kind of sleazy. He literally buys the wolfman cane, the silver cane that stops the wolfman, because he's trying to impress the girl who owns the antique store. And he's like, yeah, I can afford that silver cane. It's like, dude, you're such a sleazeball. It's a delight. He does the part well. I just didn't remember that he was just such a, like, just, like, that was his shtick. Just trying to get some tail. Again, not because he's a wolf.
Oh. Still disappointed.
Yep. Obviously, like, atmospheric, the effects were pretty landmark at the time, the dissolves they did to turn him into the Wolfman, all that stuff is pretty iconic, and for good reason. I mean, these Universal movies are kind of hard to bag on. Once the sequels start to come out, they get pretty rough, but, like, the classic, iconic.
The dissolve always makes me laugh, because it makes me think of Freakazoid.
Oh, yeah.
Because they did the Wolfman gag on that episode.
Well, Freakazoid parodied things so well.
So good.
They
so
did
very
such a good.
Good
job. Is that available on DVD or
it
Blu-ray?
I think it's two different sets on DVD.
Okay.
Two volumes, part one, part two.
Nice. For scores, I mean, it's Wolfman.
It's Wolfman. It's great.
Come on.
Have you seen it?
It's got
should.
IMDb score 7.4, the always medium IMDb out of 10. Rotten Tomato Critics score 94%.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
Audience review of 80%, which is a little lackluster in my opinion. I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. Not one of my favorites. I think the Wolfman's better utilized a little later on for, like, kind of just, we'll get to the sequels where he's, like, just attempting to have people murder him because he doesn't want to be the Wolfman anymore.
Right,
stuff
right.
like that, which I think is really interesting, but this is a good one. It's Wolfman. Go on.
It's Wolfman. You love it.
Yeah.
You love it. I just laugh every time you do a Universal monster movie because I just think back to the episode where we're like, I warned you.
The warning stands, and it's going to get worse, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. We're going to send them home now. Get home.
Bye.